Tamskat nawa nawagu maganak dalas waskat na tsigasun egwa.
Tatawagakio fun with a tsigasoyan. Welcome back, everybody, for some more Cree Chatter Hour. This is our first Cree Chatter Hour this March, and we're happy you guys enjoyed. Joined us.
Enjoyed us, Uma.
But yeah, it's been beautiful. You know, every time we've had a show in the past, I want to say our past five or six shows were like, oh, it's warm. Oh, it's cold again. Oh, it's warm again. But finally, it feels like springtime way. We eat the mick outside and it's beautiful. I think spring and fall are probably my favorite seasons. Egwakia.
Honesta, I like pipun. I like misspun because Wasagitza comes out and gives me presents. So I've always liked those festival days.
I love springtime, igwa, fall time. But you know what? Today's words I wanted to show, maybe some, our theme today is like springtime.
Oops, that's my pika dewa boy. Went down the wrong tube.
His coffee. Okay, now we're gonna do some spring terms. Starting off with the month, we were saying this is our first show of March, and March is the goose moon. So how you say March in Cree is Niskipi Sim.
Niskipi Sim.
Yeah, Niskipi Sim. You know, because the word for goose is Niska, but yeah, when you're putting it into like a connector, kind of connecting to another word, is Niskipi Sim. So that's goose moon.
So when you to retain a word, you have to repeat it twice, right? I think, is
or
it,
or as much as you can. So Niskipi Sim.
Niskipi Sim.
Niskipi Sim.
Niskipi Sim.
And that is March. So happy birthday month to all of our Niskipi Sim Ainawak, all the people born in March. Actually, my sister's born in March.
Hey!
Shout out to Ravenwood. I hope you're listening. Ravenwood. My little niece Raylan out there.
Real Ray dog.
You know, speaking of the word spring, though, there is two different words that I've heard for spring.
What?
We know, well, we always use this one though, but the first one that is a miuskamin.
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 And I think the other one that I've heard is a little bit different. It's like gas seguak or something.
Gas seguak.
Gas seguak. Something like that.
Gas seguak.
Yeah. And miuskamin though is the one that I think we hear most of the time. Miuskamin.
Miuskamin.
Yeah. Miuskamin.
Why I was saying miuskamik.
Oh, that's a different way. We used to, you know, when we say we're experiencing spring,
yep,
that was my next word. Thank
Sorry.
You for skipping to it.
Sorry.
When you want to say you're experiencing spring or we're experiencing spring, that's gamiuskamik.
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 Yeah, don't forget the
ch. Ha.
Gamiuskamik.
Gamiuskamik.
Yeah, that's like we're experiencing spring.
Or just take your tooth out and say, Gamiuskamik.
Yeah. So the first one was Miuskamin. That's spring. Egwa, we're experiencing spring, is Gamiuskamik. And another word for springtime is Gassiguak.
Gassiguak.
Yeah.
Gassiguak.
Siguak or Siguak.
Siguak.
Yeah.
Gassiguak. Yeah.
And early spring. Here's another word for early spring.
How?
Miuskamu. Miuskamu.
Miuskamu.
Yeah, you know how the IW in Cree is like oo?
Yep.
Miuskamu. Miuskamu.
Gamiuskamu. Gamiuskamutsugu. Mutsuguino.
And another one is melting, because, you know, springtime's time when all the snow starts melting and it warms up. That's tikateo.
Tikateo.
Tikateo is
cool.
Melting.
Tikateo.
Tikateo. And another word for like ice breaking up, because you see our lakes and our rivers will start kind of breaking up after it warms up here. Askaweo.
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 Yeah. So that's ice breaks up. So tikateo. It's like melting. Tikateo.
Tikateo.
Tikateo. Yeah, that's melting. Egua, ice breaks up in the springtime is askaweo.
Askaweo.
Yeah, tikateo, askaweo. Those are two ones you can remember.
Yeah, and another word too that I call my niece Jess, his name's, my Tapan, Lee Thunderchild. I call him Sapan. Not Tapan. Sapan.
Sapan is like when something's wet. Gee. I want to skia with all that.
Yeah, but no, absolutely. You know, this is a wonderful time for miuskamin.
Yeah, and then that's when the ground will be wet. Everything's melting. That's when the, you know, The Mother Earth gets its nourishing water to grow us some beautiful wapagwini. That's another word I was going to do. Wapagwini is flowers. That's my favorite time of spring, I think, is when everything's budding. Brings me back to when our Nicosis, our oldest Nicosis, was born. You remember that, Dallas?
Yeah.
The trees were bare and I was in labor for so long that during that time I went into labor. We had him. I came out and the trees were budded. That was like a celebration or something.
4-day labor, my love.
I know. Man. Real sacred. Not not that sacred. But the next word I wanted to share with you guys is gisapweo.
Gisapweo.
That's how you could say it's warm, like outside. You could say gisapweo, wewitamik, wewitamik. Gisapweo. Wewitamik is outside. Gisapweo means like it's warm.
Ooh, I like
not
that.
Not hot. Hot is like gisteo, like summertime, gisteo. Gisapweo is warm and hey, nice.
That's what they called me in school, gisteo napeo.
Easy. You weren't even a napo in school.
Kisteo napesis. In grade 6, that was my name.
Oh, us grade 6.
Then when I got into grade 7, it was kisteo napo.
You were just how do you say young man again? Oskinigu?
Yeah, oskinigu.
You were just an oskinigu.
Oskinigu skanagus.
But those are the words. Let's review them one more time. If you guys missed out or you're just tuning in, we're doing spring words on today's Cree Chatter Hour. This beautiful, Nisto Gisagao.
Honey, you're beautiful.
This beautiful Wednesday. Dallas, focus.
Okay.
March is Niskippi Sim.
Niskippi Sim.
Niskippi Sim.
Niskippi
Sim.
Slow down. Well, we got to do it twice. Sim. I got to do it twice.
You don't have to rush through it, though. Niskippi Sim, which is goose moon.
Niskippi Sim.
Yeah, Niskippi Sim. Egwa, two words for spring. We'll do that twice.
Okay.
The first one that everybody knows is Miuskamin.
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 And the other one that I seen was Gasekwak.
Gasekwak.
I don't know if it's Sekwak or Sekwak, but we are experiencing spring. Gamiuskamik.
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 Early spring. Miuskamu.
Miuskamu.
Yeah, it's like I W ending.
Like
so
that.
Miuskamu.
Miuskamu.
Something like that, yeah. Okay. Egwa. Ice breaks up in the spring. Askaweu.
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 Egwa. Melting. Like something melting. Tigateo.
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 That's pretty close to pigateo, eh? It's interesting.
Well, pigateo is something that's burnt, right?
Burning,
hey?
Yeah.
Hey, that makes sense then. Yeah, hey, yeah, tigateo, yeah. Pigateo.
Yeah. Interesting.
Tigateo is melting.
Egwa,
it's
honey,
warm outside.
Tigateo.
Focus.
Okay.
Focus.
Okay.
Warm outside. Gisapweo.
Gisapweo.
Gisapweo. What were you going to say now?
I was going to say that. Igateo. How do you say that word?
Tigateo.
Tigateo, wapoy, would be like iced coffee, maybe. Melting coffee?
No, I don't know. We'd have to say, don't quote him on that. That's not right. Iced coffee, you'd have to say like a cold coffee.
Okay.
Do you know how to say cold?
Yeah. Tagayo pigateo wapoy.
Tagayo. Moya. Tagayo. Sorry for our Gadeak listening. He's a little, he's Mutuino, this guy.
No, okay, well. Okay, let's get back. Let's focus on what we're doing.
Yeah,
okay,
focus, see? You're
back.
So easily distracted.
Focus.
Gisapweo, warm, outside, wewitamik. Gisapweo, wewitamik. You can throw them together. Gisapweo, wewitamik.
Gisapweo, wewitamik.
Yeah, gisapweo is warm. It's not like when summertime when we say gisteo, wewitamik. It's not hot outside. It's warming up.
Yep.
Warm. Gisapweo.
Gisapweo.
I think, another thing that everybody always... relate spring to is flowers, and that's wapakwini.
Wapakwini.
You guys remember, I don't know, if you went to a red school, especially here in Alberta, you've heard of, do you remember those Cree books of Bisim and Wapakwini?
Yep.
You remember those?
I remember those, yeah.
That's how I remember the word wapakwini, and that means flower.
Wapakwini.
Wapakwini. I think my favorite spring word, my favorite word of the day is always going to be gamiuskamik.
Gamiuskamik.
What's your favorite word from today?
I like that.
Tigateo.
Tigateo, yeah.
Tigateo. I just knew you were going to say because you kept talking about interrupting when I was trying to teach it.
Because it's a new word that's in my vocabulary now. And
Tigateo.
Tigateo. So when it comes to new words with me, I repetitively say them all the time until I want to own that word. So tigateo, which does it mean again, honey? It means another way to say spring, right?
Yeah. It's,
okay, so I could say, I say tigateo, wawitamik, right? I could say, or Oh, same in Atigateo.
Yeah, there's another cool word I think that you'll Tigateo. Recognize, but this means like trees are budding. Sagipagaw.
Sagipagaw.
Yeah, that's well, like that. Yeah, that's the trees are budding. Not quite yet. I'd say we'd have to probably give it another month or two before the trees bud in our area, but that's another springtime word, sagipagaw.
Sagipagaw.
Yeah.
I like that. Sagipagaw. That's
like May. I think May, the word, we're not there yet. We'll share it in May, but May time, that's what you sagipagaw pisim, like the leaf budding moon or something like that.
Sagipagaw pisim. Sagipagaw.
Not quite yet. But that was our words for today. Is there any other Cree stuff you'd like to share for this segment, Mr. Waskahat?
Well, yeah, I was just really interested in that.
Tigateo,
because you know how I'm trying to remember that word? I'm thinking of pigateo. So then I think, okay, well, how do I remember that word? And for me, I'm going to say tigateo because it's close to that word, pigateo, right? So, and that's just some kind of learning for people out there. I try to match up words that kind of sound alike and then I'll remember them. Because, you know, really, for me, being a indigenous Castile Napeo, it takes me a little bit longer to remember words.
I think with writing, because I've heard it, I said digateo because that's the way I heard it, but it's spelled like T-E-H-K-I-T-E-W, so digateo. Digateo. It's like digateo.
Digateo.
Like it melts or melting. Digateo. It's melting.
Digateo.
So the snow, kuna digateo.
Yeah.
Kuna digateo waiwitamik. Snow's melting outside.
Yeah. Kuna digateo.
Remember, you gotta remember that though. When you're talking about snow, guys, there's two different words. There is mispun, like it is snowing, and kuna is the snow when it's on the ground already, like when it's not moving. Kuna.
Yeah.
So, kuna digateo waiwitamik. The snow is melting outside. But we can't jinx the weather because we know how crazy it's been. We've had weather that has been really nice and then super cold again. I think I'm actually looking forward this weekend. I'm heading to the West Coast where there is no snow. Actually, I think they had snow there. I'll be out there in Seattle. I'm going for the Native American. It's a part of the Native American comedy jam, but it's not a jam. It's a comedy show. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be joined by, I think I'm not the only one from Alberta coming in there. One of their comics is actually pretty well known. I'm going to get the poster right here. Is there anything you want to say? Actually, it's Howie Miller. Howie Miller is going to be on the same flight as me. You guys watch him. What was he off of the Bannock Boys or something?
Yeah, he's off the Bannock Boys. He's even on that Comedy Central too, like Winnipeg. He's on APTN Comedy Central.
He's going to be there, and Milo Smith. They're going to be the Native American Comedy Night over there in Tacoma, Washington this weekend. I'm the musical guest. Fonwood, Nitsiga, Sun, Howie Miller, Milo Smith, and myself will be a part of the Native American Comedy Night. Come on over to Tacoma Comedy Club. That's where I'll be this weekend.
And you know what? This weekend too, baby. I mean, when we come back into our next segment of the show, we could talk about the BC Samoans that are going to be happening this weekend. Because boy, me sitting the week again for the BC Samoans. Holy boy! BC
Samoan is happening around. Lots of them happening here. I think Sad Lake's having one. Igua, St. Paul's having one. Dallas will get all the posters before our next little segment. Yeah. Stick around, though, right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.